When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. This week we have Cam Haynes, good old Cam. We have Robert. I was going to say Downey Jr. That's completely wrong. Robert Kennedy Jr. Wow, that one was heavy. First announcement, something that just came to Todd's attention today is there is some Twitter talk of Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk having an MMA fight. That is maybe the craziest thing ever. And is that your phone ringing, Todd? You are ridiculous.
Oops.
But yeah, Zucks and Elon fighting. I don't see how this can work. It seems unlikely they will ever put it together. But if they do, holy shit, that will be one to watch. And what a ridiculous spectacle in all the best ways.
Musk and Zuck.
Yep.
What Let's is get it, on a 20-year age difference and a 30 to 45-pound difference and a 7-inch height difference?
Yeah, I mean, Elon's a lot bigger, but Zuckerberg has been training. And, yeah, wild. Anyway, let's get into the show.
You are listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review Podcast. We find little nuggets, treasures, valuable pieces of gold in the Joe Rogan Experience Podcast and pass them on to you, perhaps expand a little bit. We are not associated with Joe Rogan in any way. Think of us as the Talking Dead to Joe's Walking Dead.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one of all time.
One, go. Enjoy the show.
All right. Well, there's a lot to unpack with
so much,
Robert. So I think we should start there. Yeah, I mean, look, he's running for president. I'm sure he's not going to talk about vaccine stuff his whole presidency. It's probably going to get tiring and old and too controversial for people. But since Rogan's platform is the way it is, and it's maybe the freest podcast out there right now, I'm not surprised he talked about it a lot. And Joe had a lot to discuss with it because of he got thrown into the middle of a bunch of these controversies.
Yep. Yeah. It would have been nicer to hear more than just the, you know, all the controversies around vaccines and stuff, but it's such an important topic and it's such a highlight of what people are talking about lately because of the pandemic. So it made sense. I wish he would have talked more about the presidency run and some other things, but maybe he'll be on again.
He'll be on again.
And hopefully Joe was on Twitter talking to Dr. Peter. Is it Hotez? What's his last name?
I think so. Yeah, Hotez.
And if you don't know the controversy out there, go to Twitter, check it out, because Rogan never calls people out, and it was a big deal. And now it's, what, up to $1 million that Joe said he will give to any charity of Peter's choice, of the doctor's choice, and he doesn't want to debate JFK.
I just can't believe the lack of debating going on with this. We never really had good ones. It was just two separate sides talking into their own echo chamber, almost, is what it seemed like.
Yeah.
I think Rogan's offered $100,000, but other people have jumped in.
Okay.
And it's up to a good amount. I mean, look, at the end of the day, could it be that harmful to your side, Dr. Hotez,
right,
to where it's not worth at least doing it just to get that money to charity? I think that's worth it.
In my mind, the money shouldn't matter. Because if he's right and he says that vaccines are not harmful, and he has the science behind it like he says he does, then why wouldn't he debate someone?
It's a good point. He could just bring on all of the science.
Yeah,
it must
prove
be
yourself.
That.
Prove yourself.
And I think it would be a great conversation. I think people would get a lot out of it.
Absolutely.
It does make you think, though. I mean, like Robert was saying, when you're a lawyer and you sue someone, you kind of become an expert on the thing that you're suing over, mm-hmm. right? So that's kind of interesting. And lawyers are good researchers. They have
Absolutely.
To be, right? So not a scientist, but if he's suing people over like mercury or other contaminants, and he has to know a lot about it in order to make that case. I mean, look, he wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci.
Right.
And it doesn't show up on bestsellers lists most places, but you can get it on Amazon. It sold a shitload of copies. And Joe makes a good point. If he hasn't been sued, then why? Like, that seems like an easy thing for Fauci to sue somebody over if it's incorrect.
Correct.
But...
Well, and let's not forget, I mean, way before Fauci, in 1989 is when he did his first... when he started researching this vaccine problem and maybe the link between autism and methylmercury and thimerosal. This happened in 1989. That's how he got into this. He was an environmental lawyer before that.
Right, yeah.
So he was suing Monsanto before that, correct?
Or I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he was an environmental lawyer, so he's not new to research. That's what he's always done.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, as a lawyer, that's what you're doing in order to win a case. You have to research what the hell... it is you're fighting against so that you can make a good case for it.
Yeah, and he seems to have a pretty solid kind of science background in terms of using it for legal proceedings, right? And, you know, you got to be very careful about what data you pull up and how you pull it up and how you present it.
Right. So it was a compelling, super compelling podcast. I would urge everyone to listen to this one for sure, no matter what side you're on. It doesn't matter. It's just interesting to hear it. I mean, it's crazy. There was so much research that, I mean, even on his Children's Health Defense or Children's Defense Fund,
mm-hmm.
which is Robert F. Kennedy's website, he has been fighting for children and getting mercury out of vaccines since 20, 30 years now.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, it's interesting because, like, if he was saying that, like, mercury, that type of mercury, going into the body or definitely into the brain, like, we know that they don't want pregnant women eating a lot of seafood
right.
because of the mercury, right? So, you know, that's science saying it's not good for you. We already know lead is not good. We don't want that in paint and in our gasoline, stuff like that. And, if what they're saying is right, that mercury is up to 10 times more dangerous, then wouldn't we just want to be extra careful about these things?
Absolutely. But there is a difference there because thimerosal is different than the ethyl mercury, right?
And right. It's like methyl and ethyl. It's like two old ladies.
Well, I did pull up some research that was done by Thomas Burbacher back in, I think it was the early 2000s, but this was on the Children's Health Defense Fund. So it was also published in the Environmental Health Perspective back in August 2005. So it wasn't just on Robert F. Kennedy's website, right? I looked it up. Of course, we used DuckDuckGo.com, huge supporter of them.
Yep.
They're not a sponsor. But... you know, after reading through it, it just seems like there needs to be way more studies done on this. I mean, Burbacher did studies on primates and monkeys, infant monkeys,
mm-hmm.
and noticed that it was getting through the blood-brain barrier, from what I could tell after reading this one article. Now, I don't know shit about this other than this one article and what Robert F. Kennedy was saying, but it definitely spiked my interest in, oh my God, I have a 2.5-year-old. I know that he was getting the hepatitis B shot, which sounds like is used right when infants are born. I'm pretty sure it's the day they're born they get a hepatitis B shot. And Robert F. Kennedy brought that up. Why are kids getting hepatitis B shots if the mom doesn't have hepatitis B? It's not going to go to the child.
Because they do test the mom, right?
Yeah.
Obviously.
They have to.
They got to make sure.
Right. So why are we doing this extra precautionary vaccine if it's unneeded? It doesn't seem, in my mind, doesn't seem to be needed. And that's just one vaccine that he talked about you know, in depth on this podcast, but I mean, there was just so much information, dude. It was crazy. And he seems so educated on all of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's calling him a conspiracy theorist, but like, he's done all the research.
It doesn't sound like he's guessing too much.
It sure doesn't. I mean, look, again, we're not experts here. We're just trying to review what was been said, but it raised a lot of questions for me, having a 2.5-year-old who has been getting vaccinated, and it's scary. You know, this autism link, from what I have seen and have read, and what RFK was saying, there seems to be quite a link there between autism and mercury exposure, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's the problem. It's like, for sure, there's been a rise in autism, you know, and is it linked and how?
Right.
And that's the thing. There's a big group of people out there that are like, no, that's not it. That's been proven. And, you know, in some ways, there's a growing other group that's like, I don't know. I don't trust this. You know, I mean.
Right.
Well, when Robert was saying growing up, he didn't know many autistic people. It's like, I know plenty mm-hmm. that are somewhere on the spectrum, mm-hmm. a good amount.
Right.
You know? And some of them
from the 80s on.
Yeah, some of them struggle more than others, but it's difficult. It's difficult to have that.
Yeah, and just to get off of the autistic spectrum, I mean, there's, you know, he's done lots of studies with glyphosate because he sued Monsanto mm-hmm. and won.
Right.
Okay, I don't have the date on that, but it was.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
I think in 2006 is when they started, like, celiac disease started becoming rampant in people.
Oh, and how many people do you know have that?
But you don't see that in the past, right? So how, there seems to be a link there with glyphosate, but again, we don't know. There doesn't seem to be a lot of research because you have these huge pharmaceutical companies and herbicidal companies like Monsanto and people spraying Roundup on stuff. And, you know, there's been plenty of cancer links with glyphosate and Roundup. There's plenty of people who have won millions and millions of dollars because they were exposed to glyphosate and ended up getting lymphoma or some sort of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But that we haven't talked much. At least I haven't seen a ton of studies out about celiac disease and all these food allergies that people are getting, right? Like, did you know anyone in the 80s who was allergic to peanuts? Now it's like kids are fucking crazy. You can't go anywhere without eating peanut butter around children these days.
That's a really good point. I mean, they used to have peanuts on planes.
Right.
You know, they used to be, when we were kids, our favorite thing to do was go to the ice cream van in England.
Yeah,
it would like play the music and then you run over there and you get like a little pot of ice cream and you'd have a choice and they'd be like, you want nuts and you want sauce. Everyone got it.
Right.
And
what was the sauce?
Just different gross sauces like butterscotch or lemon lime or just like stuff like that. But yeah, then eventually they got rid of nuts there too. It's like a lot of people are struggling with this. And mm-hmm. you got to wonder where it comes from. You got to wonder. I mean, I almost don't know a kid today that isn't allergic to something.
Right.
Food-wise.
Well, and there was also, he talked about atrazine, which I believe is some sort of herbicide, maybe? And it gets into drinking water. It's found in soils. And they did that study. I don't know who the doctor was or the person who did the study on atrazine in frogs, but it was changing them from male to female. You remember that part?
Oh, changing the gender?
Changing sex.
Huh.
From exposure to atrazine.
Wow.
And again, is there a link between that? I mean, I who knows? But it's something we should probably do more studies on.
Yeah, I mean, humans aren't frogs, but...
Exactly, but that's crazy. It just changes the sex of frogs, this fucking compound that we're spraying on stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. It's scary.
Yeah.
What else? The Russians. I have notes on the Russians don't allow kids to have cell phones in schools. I mean, that's a whole nother thing that you know, talking about radiation from cell phones. I've always not, you know, slept next to my cell phone. I don't want it near my brain. I mean, and again, I don't know the links between it. Everyone says
that's a bit worrying, because so you would think though that phones are so powerful now, you know,
yeah,
the smartphones, they're a lot bigger, the 5G, everyone's holding them against their heads. I mean, is there a ginormous increase in cancers on the side of the head that people hold their phones,
mm-hmm,
you know? And what's the workaround there? We're just like everyone uses Bluetooth all the time. What did Robert say he did? He just puts it on speakerphone, right?
Yeah.
Speakerphone or a headset.
Yeah. And also the link between some breast cancers. Maybe there's a link with women who, you know, hold, you know, some women just put it in their shirt, the top of their shirt, and their phone's just sitting next to their boob all day. That doesn't seem like a good thing.
Right. I mean, I just don't think it would hurt if even the cell phone companies were brave enough to come out and go, yeah, just so you know, this is an incredible tool, super useful. Everyone's going to have it because you can't get rid of your smartphone now. You know, you can be one of those flip phone nerds, but let's be honest, that shit doesn't last for long. Got to get back on Twitter.
Yeah, but that's going to end up in lawsuits.
But if that's true. I guess they just can't admit to any...
Fuck no.
But it would just be so much nicer if we could, like, live in a time where they're like, yeah, just so you know, it's, like, not great to use it all the time next to your head.
Right.
So we recommend speakerphone and using headsets. Just a bit of transparency.
Absolutely.
Here.
But I think we should just all err on the side of caution here and not put them next to our boob or put them in our pockets all day on, which we all do.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way around that one.
You think it's like cooking our balls?
Maybe. If it's not supposed to be by your head, I don't want it by my balls either. It probably isn't helping with fertility if it's your just balls are getting radiated all day.
Yeah.
Radiation all day.
I'll tell you what, it's a little scary to go down these rabbit holes, because if it's almost like when I advise my friends not to watch the news too much,
mm-hmm,
because they often are just getting really anxious all the time.
Fear,
and
dude,
just constantly want to talk about it, and it's just a slippery slope. So I just say, hey, just take a break. You're going to be okay.
Right.
And then they're like, no, I need to be informed. I need to know. It's like, okay. But you're also like inundating yourself with a lot of fear. Like, it's
absolutely
good to be educated. And it's definitely good that people talk about these things. But even in this one, like, 3-hour thing, I'm like, like, looking around, thinking, should I buy a better Brita water
thing? Absolutely, you should.
You know?
Everyone should use a Brita, dude.
So what was the deal with Wi-Fi then? So the Russians understand that Wi-Fi can be used as a kind of weapon, I guess, if you like really turn the frequencies up. But, you know, we're all being hit by Wi-Fi all the time. There's
right,
almost nowhere you can ever be where there's no Wi-Fi.
Right.
So this is happening all the time. And what is happening here? Well, now, Wi-Fi is fairly new, right? I mean, we haven't had it that long. When did they start making Wi-Fi like accessible everywhere?
I would say starting in the early 2000s.
Probably, yeah. Probably, yeah. So.
I mean, think about, you know, when did we start getting phones? In the late 90s, we had flip phones, right? None of us really were carrying around iPhones, all of us, and probably until the later 2000s, like 07, 08.
Yeah, I think that's when the iPhone came out.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was still towers everywhere. But I think, again, the towers have become stronger. The radiation, at least I think, in 5G, again, we don't fucking know. But again, we just don't know. And it's not like the companies are doing studies on it, because why would they? Like, oh, just so you guys know, these are really dangerous.
Yeah.
They're not going to fucking tell us that.
Of course they're not.
And, you know, I think a super compelling point, or not even a point, just a statement that RFK made is, if he were to become president on day one, he would make an executive order. No more pharmaceutical companies are allowed to advertise. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Well, New Zealand and here, right?
Only two countries in the world.
Yeah.
That are allowed.
It just seems like such a conflict of interest. That's a really dangerous one. I mean, think about it. They've removed cigarette advertising from television from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they still sell a shitload of cigarettes. So I don't know how damaging that even was to them, but at least it was like the government trying.
Yeah.
You know? And then they banned it from bars. They banned it from a bunch of other places.
Not in Idaho, baby.
Well, there we go. Not Vegas.
Definitely not Vegas.
Definitely not Vegas.
But, you know, I think the Joe Camel stuff, right? You can't, that was more of a advertisement to children, right? Because they're
making
creating
it
these
look too cool.
Cards. Yeah, Joe Cool, man.
Yeah.
And what else, dude? The Rolling Stone article that came out, it was the only place, according to RFK, that he was able to have an open forum about these vaccines that, you know, the studies that were happening, and everyone just kind of turned him into this crazy lunatic who didn't know what he was talking about right away.
And that was early 2000s right?
It's been that way ever since. This poor guy has just been getting hounded for just trying to come up with the truth. I don't think he has an agenda other than he wants to figure out the truth and the safety for children.
Right.
He truly seems to just want to know what's going on.
Yeah, just like set a precedent for like a little bit of transparency.
Yeah,
like, hey,
it.
The culture thinks all of this is really good, and I want to talk about these problems and these lawsuits, and then people can make their own minds up.
Yeah, and if it's not real, prove it. Cool. I just want to know the truth.
Well, if it wasn't real, I don't think he'd have won almost any of these lawsuits.
Right.
So there's definitely something there, but it's like the lawsuit gets won, and, you know, people don't find out, or they don't even have to change anything. This podcast is brought to you by Factor. Now that it's summer, you might be looking for a wholesome, convenient meals for sunny, active days. Well, Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. Too busy with summer plans to cook, but want to make sure you're eating well? Well, with Factor, skip the trip to the grocery store and skip the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting a flavorful and nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy, then get back outside and soak up the warm weather. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions to your door, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in our meals. Head to factormeals.com/JRER50 and use code JRER50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code JRER50 at factormeals.com/JRER50 to get 50% off your first box. I mean, it makes a lot of sense that he would go kind of down this progressive rabbit hole. Like, you start as an environmentalist, which I think, is applaudable. Right? Mm-hmm. People should care about the environment. And then the first area that leads him into is like investigating toxins and poisons that enter our system. Mm-hmm. And one thing after another, I mean, you know, I guess it just gets to a point where if you hear all this stuff, and he seems to live like a normal person, but I could almost imagine him even coming in with a tinfoil hat on in the sense of stopping the rays. It's like, what do we need to buy jackets that repel frequencies? And how do you even eat? You would have to just grow all of your own food organically,
right,
and hunt to get this stuff away. And that doesn't even account for water. It's like, how do you even clean the water enough?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've noticed the difference just in speaking of water. I moved to a new apartment and there's a well there, right? The water, and maybe it's all in my head, maybe it's the placebo effect, it tastes so much better. There's just something about it. It reminds me of the difference between organic milk and fucking milk that has a bunch of pesticides or hormones and stuff from cows and whatnot. I mean, there's just like, there's a huge difference in taste and flavor. Have you noticed that with milk?
I believe it. Yeah. I do notice it with eggs. If you buy those like expensive eggs,
yeah,
and they're not that much more.
Dude, they're so much better for you.
They just look so much better. They taste so much better.
Absolutely.
So bright, and yeah, that like
the color.
Deep like yellow.
There's like a darker yellow.
Orange almost.
Yep, for sure.
And then the cheap ones, the shell just cracks like nothing,
yeah,
and it's just kind of like translucent. Yep. Like it's telling you something. It's like the difference between, you know, a hunted piece of elk steak, how red it is and how amazing, and then something that you buy at the store that just kind of looks flat. Like there's something in it.
Well, and I also wanted to bring up the remdesivir and the ivermectin subject because, you know, Joe was getting so much heat for taking ivermectin, and the CNN article that came out, or the newsreel where they changed the color of his face. That alone, if people aren't questioning
it's
that.
It's so embarrassing.
It's
so embarrassing.
Just, I mean, it's a flat out, it's a blatant cry of fraudulent activity in my mind.
I wonder how close he was to suing them.
It's crazy. And I'm looking up right now, like Merck and Pfizer COVID-19 antivirals, they're talking about how ivermectin and remdesivir are both potential repurposed drugs against SARS-CoV-19 or COVID-2. So this is already saying that it's resulting in an enhanced antiviral activity against COVID, both of them used together.
Which is what Rogan did.
Right.
From a doctor.
So why are people getting so much heat for using ivermectin? Maybe because it's way cheaper. I don't know.
Well, it was cheap.
And it was already available. Right.
And if it existed and they said that it was actually not just a cure, but something that could help reduce this problem, they couldn't roll out that emergency medical act that allowed them to just, you know, steamroll this whole vaccine.
That's the scariest thing in my mind, is there was just not enough studies on it. There's just not. There was no studies because it had to get out so fast, and everybody just went on the wagon. They just joined up with everyone and just followed the herd.
Plenty of doctors spoke out though early on, smart ones.
Yeah, but they got canceled off of YouTube, and they got threatened.
They got
and
shut
all this
down.
Stuff.
They lost funding. I mean, that stuff was really nasty and dangerous.
I got jabbed. You know, I was scared. I was fearful.
Uh-huh. A lot of people were. I mean, that's what you're hearing. It makes sense. If someone's like, hey, bears are running around your neighborhood, stay indoors. Like, do you stay indoors right away, or do you go outside and try and find where the bears are? I mean, it makes sense that your initial thing from the people that you expect to protect you, giving you a warning, you're going to follow it at least for a bit. So it totally makes sense. But then after a while, if people were like, hey, you know what? I've been inside for a couple of weeks. I haven't seen one bear. None of my neighbors have. You shouldn't be canceled for asking questions like that.
Right.
And you should be allowed to be suspicious.
And the scary thought, and this happened in the 80s, and they both talked about this. Rogan has talked about it in the past, about how when Reagan became president, there was a new, what did he call it? I don't have it in my notes right now, but it was about how people who vaccinate you, the companies that vaccinate you, are no longer eligible to be sued or have any sort of...
Right, they became immune from prosecution.
Thank you.
Which sounds... Because that's where they lose most of their money. You know? That's like where all the risk is.
Yeah.
And...
So why would they be doing that if there wasn't some sort of harmful thing that they're scared about?
You gotta wonder.
And now, what is it? With the COVID thing, they can't get prosecuted for 70 years? Is that what it was?
No, they don't even have to release... I think
they don't have to release
lot of the data for like 70 years.
How the fuck does that get passed unless money's just getting thrown around like nothing?
Well, one thing it clearly is doing is it's getting everyone that's in those positions today completely off the hook.
Right.
They'll all be dead. Like, that's nuts.
There's just too many questions to be had. And if people aren't questioning what's going on, then they're not listening to what's happening, in my mind.
They're not doing themselves any favors. I mean, but here's the hard part, right? And I think this might be why Rogan had him on. So Rogan had Theo on last week, and Theo was like really shaken by the fact that his Robert Kennedy interview was taken off of YouTube or demonetized. So he got a strike for
it. So it's off now.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
Okay.
And it was definitely demonetized, and he got a strike for it. Well, what starts... Remember... Theo does a comedy podcast.
Right.
This isn't politics. This isn't science and medicine and, you know, a conspiracy theory show. I mean, Theo's show is hilarious. I fucking love that show. I can listen to that guy talk all day. I think he's brilliant. He's wonderful. And so he gets a strike, and now he's worried about who to have on, and he's not sure if he can have Robert back on, and he probably feels terrible about it. And, you know, that message goes out to a lot of other people, right,
mm-hmm.
that are making a good amount of their living on YouTube. And then it's like they have to start self-censoring themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was hard to say. It's, say that 10 times.
Self-censoring.
Self-censoring. Seashells. But yeah.
And Tyson, too. Tyson's post-censored interview with RFK on Rumble after YouTube censorship. So now Rumble's doing it, too? Wow.
I don't know if Rumble did it.
Mike Tyson post-censored interview with RFK Jr. He posted it on Rumble after it was censored off of YouTube. So Rumble let it happen.
I think this is why people are...
Fuck yeah, Rumble.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Rumble. Love Rumble. I think this is why people are going over there. You know, definitely why Rogan decided a while ago to leave YouTube and go over to Spotify because he was getting tired of trying to find answers of why this was happening.
And everyone should be scared about this, no matter what you believe, whether you think vaccines are good or bad. There should be an open forum and debate about it.
Yeah.
In the 70s, they debated stuff all the time on television with different views. We don't do that anymore. Everyone just hates each other now.
Yeah, they just hate each other.
My side's better than your side. I'm right, you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
How the fuck is that doing anyone any good?
It's not getting us very far.
It's ridiculous. As you were just fighting all the time, which in my mind is what they want. That's what politicians want us to be doing, is fighting all the time. No one's coming up with any sort of, you know, research and debate about any sort of topics anymore. It's either I'm right, you're wrong, you're right, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is so horrible for the future of this nation. If we want to talk about freedom of speech, it is First Amendment. Hello.
Yeah.
Is it right? It's the First Amendment.
It is. Yeah.
Come on.
It's in there for a reason.
First one, dude.
I think it's important. But now we have this...
That's America.
Now we have this huge way of communicating, which somehow is outside of the standard realms of communication. This isn't like freedom of the press or like just what you're allowed to say in the street. It's like our real, you know, communal forums now are on these social media platforms, which are heavily controlling different areas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whatever. Thank God for Elon Musk, you know, buying Twitter and allowing this to kind of come back, right? It's like, otherwise, where the hell do we go? I wanted to read that Mark Twain quote that Kennedy read. It's easier to fool a man than persuade him he's been fooled.
Right.
And that's something to think about.
Makes a lot of sense.
Oh, I'm sure it happens to all of us.
No one wants to admit that we were fooled. They don't believe it. They don't want to believe it.
No.
And maybe we weren't fooled, but the question has to be debated.
Yeah. Can we look at it?
We fucking stopped the country and the world for 2 years.
Trillions of dollars.
So why can't we talk about it openly now? We just are trying to figure out what is going on.
They're just like moveon.org. Thanks. Later. Mm. Yeah, that one I recommend highly. Check it out. It's a lot. It really is. I had to listen to it twice, but it was worth it. And, you know.
And let's get Dr. Peter Hotez on to debate RFK. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, I wonder how we can encourage that.
Let's hear your side, man. We just want to hear your side. If you know that it's true and it's science-backed, come on.
I think he's just scared that he's going to get ganged up on.
Well, the poor guy's already getting ganged up on for the Twitter comments. I mean, he's probably getting death threats, but so RFK's probably been getting death threats since the 80s. So get used to it, man. If you want to debate this stuff, people are going to have opinions, but it needs to get out there.
I agree. All right, let's jump over to Cam Haines on a slightly lighter note.
Yeah.
Good old Cam.
Cameron.
So they got a new Killcliff drink called Elk Blood.
Oh, yeah.
LOL.
With CBD.
Of course it's Elk Blood. What was it? Was it like strawberry something or cherry?
Is it cherry? Like yeah, a dark cherry?
There we go. I want to try it. Let's get some. But yeah, and Cam is now I guess he's quit his job because he had a government job.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quit that. So he's full-time just being Cam Haynes, and running, now he started running around.
Started a podcast, right?
Started a podcast, going very well. What did he say? He was like giving away a $10,000 and a truck giveaway as like a give back to the fans.
Heck yeah.
Man, he must be doing well if he can do that.
CameronHaynes.com.
Yeah. I actually always thought he had a podcast, but I guess he was just a guest on a lot of different shows.
Well, he's had Tulsi Gabbard on. Who else? Danny Duncan.
Good old Tulsi. Huge fan.
Yeah, he hasn't had a ton yet. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It looks like he has 11 episodes out. So it's pretty new.
Well, pretty good. Check it out. I mean, look, I'm sure Rogan's hooked him up with all the right people in the industry to talk to and get sponsors and get the ball rolling. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that goes. Cam's on the keto diet, which is always something that, you know, when he was first coming on Rogan, I think he and Rogan talked about it way back, and he didn't seem that bothered. He had his way of doing life and just ran, and that was it. But he was also taking a lot of ibuprofen early on, and Rogan got him over to, I think, CBD.
CBD is way better.
Yeah, and that really helped him out. So he's just probably, as he's got older, just been on a bit of a mission to reduce that inflammation. So it's cool to hear, you know, how he feels and how that works. That's another one of those misconceptions. People still don't believe that you can eat high fat and protein and basically no carbs and you'll be healthier. They just don't believe it.
Well, we've been fed the food pyramid since, what, the 60s is when that started?
Mm-hmm. God, that fucking food pyramid.
Bread. Dude. Bread is so good for you. That wheat bread. Mm.
Well, you got to say whole grains because it sounds...
Whole grains full of glyphosate. Yum. You want celiac disease? Eat more bread.
Yeah. You want to be tired all day.
You want to be up and down all day long. It's so fun.
That would be a great set of commercials. Let's launch our own bread, right? Tom Papa's new bread.
Tom Papa's.
And it's just... Is just talking about
who the
how
fuck
many
is Tom Papa.
No, Tom Papa is one of Joe's really good friends.
Oh, yes.
And he comes on Rogan. He's a comedian. We've reviewed him before. He comes on and he always brings bread.
Break.
And he has like a bread show now. So he loves bread. It's the only time Rogan eats bread, but it's a Tom Papa bread, and he just talks about how many naps you have to have all day, every day. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. Get on the keto, folks. Get it done. I mean, Joe's had excellent results from it. He said he lost some weight. He's leaned up. He's like mostly eating like that all the time now. Probably a smart move if you're very athletic and physical in your 50s because, you know, you're probably noticing as you age, and I definitely do. Like, I'm way more tired after I eat a pizza now than I was in my 20s, right?
Absolutely.
Everything starts to slow down, and you just kind of get more sensitive to those sorts of things.
I think nachos is my biggest... The hardest thing not to eat
if I'm gonna
be on that diet, because we've both tried it. You've tried it a lot more than I have. But when we were eating steaks every day, fuck, I had a lot of energy.
It's good, right?
You got to buy good steak, though.
I think
that's the misconception. Rogan talks about it a lot. You know, he can get elk meat. He's got elk meat.
Yeah.
That to me seems like the best way to do it. You eat the meat when it's coming from, you know, an animal that's eating fucking grass and shrubs all day and out in the wild.
Yeah, you got to
be a lot healthier.
You want to add some tallow to it or some butter.
There you go.
You know, really cook it up nice there. Get some fats in there because it's quite lean.
Grass
that
fed.
That meat. But of course it's grass fed. It's an elk.
Right.
What else is it eating?
No, I'm saying with the butter.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. Try and get the good stuff. What's that Irish stuff that's really good?
It's
something with a K. Shit.
Was it Irish Best or something?
I don't know.
Kerrygold.
Kerrygold. Yep.
But off topic a little bit, but wasn't Huberman saying that the butter, there's really no connection in healthy butter?
Oh, like shitty butter and
yeah, he said there wasn't a huge difference.
And there might not be. You know, there might not be.
But.
So maybe that's not as much of a priority. I'm sure better quality meat is going to be more important. And those expensive ass eggs. Get them.
And come on, steak doesn't taste really that good without butter.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
Well, it just, it's funny when I have friends that are trying to like lose weight or get in shape, and even from people they train with that are like personal trainers that get them on these diet plans, it's always like lean chicken and fucking broccoli, you know, and then some rice or potatoes. And it just doesn't, like, sure, it's probably better than what they were eating, which is chicken McNuggets and pizzas and loads of bread. So there would be some results, but it's just not going to fuel you in the right way.
Yeah, I mean, potatoes, it depends on the potato too, right? Where you're getting it from. But if you're going to go potatoes, I would think you got to go yams and sweet potatoes.
Yeah, like sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's way better for you than a fucking russet.
Yeah, or just like kind of educate yourself if you are going to eat those carbs. Like educate it on just kind of the right order of, you know, depending on how they kind of spike your glycemic stuff. I think rice, though, generally is not great, even though I love rice. I do. Absolutely love it.
Well, and Rogan has mentioned plenty of times about getting the test done to see what you're allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do that. I've always wanted to do that.
I wonder how good those are, though.
Well, a lot of people like early days. Allergic to potatoes. And again, is that from what's getting sprayed on potatoes? What gets sprayed on potatoes? I don't know.
Glyphosate.
No, I don't think it's glyphosate. I'm going to figure it out, though.
Have a look. Well, look at even the rigorous testing Joe did for Alpha Brain, which I thought was really cool. So they paid for this study out of the Boston Institute of Memory or whatever, and then they actually saw positive results, which is cool. And then they also wanted to test what was in it, you know, just to kind of guarantee what they're saying is on the bottle. And they found out there was a bunch of other shit getting mixed in. And he had to go back and find a new supplier.
Oh, because stuff made in like India and other places.
I think it's just like big vats, so cheaper. They mix a bunch of shit up there and, you know, gets messy.
Weren't they talking about oregano and stuff like that? Like they're chopping up olive leaves in oregano?
I don't know.
It's a different thing, but it's similar in fashion, right? It's just using cheaper ingredients to sell these things.
Kind of, yeah. I think that what Rogan was finding is it was more like just sloppy cleaning of the vats.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're running different supplements through it all the time, and you know, they're just not separating all those things out. And that's not required. It wasn't required for Rogan to do that to sell this product, but he just felt, I think, better about what he was doing, which does kind of highlight like how sloppy are a lot of these supplements. Probably pretty bad. I bet a ton of them are contaminated.
Well, I just looked up the amount of herbicides used in potato farming, and there's like 50 different ones. And the last one is glufosinate. I'm guessing that has, I don't know if that's the same as glyphosate or if it's just a part of the family of elements there, but I'd say go organic when you can.
Right.
Because they're spraying a bunch of shit.
Spraying a bunch of shit, dude.
And no one talks about that really either.
How hard is it to make a garden? I feel like
it's
we can
not
do it.
That
can't
hard.
Can't be that hard. Can you feed yourself? Like, how much land do you need to feed your whole family?
It's hard in Montana because of the weather. I think
it's always
weather,
snowy.
Weather dependent, dude.
It's a good point.
I mean, there was a farm here in town a couple weeks ago that got hail damage. They lost like 80% of their crop.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Because it was still in the younger phases, and it just, you know, if you don't have that stuff covered up and you don't have a greenhouse, then you could be putting in a lot of time and effort, and then all of a sudden your crop could get damaged with frost or whatever. But I think in some of the warmer climates, yeah, everyone should have their own garden.
Yeah, could be growing a lot of things, or at least a good chunk of it.
Something.
You know, get some squash.
I love squash.
Squash is good. I guess some carbs in squash, but that's all right. Squash carbs, they're fine.
Why do you think Rogan doesn't eat many veggies? What's the deal there?
Well, it's just part of the carnivore diet. I mean, there are some carbs in there.
Just saying carbs. There's too many carbs in veggies, really?
Yeah, there are some.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I know usually, bananas have too much sugar.
I think it's
right?
usually like fiber and stuff. There's not a lot of sugar, really, in vegetables or certain vegetables. Maybe tomatoes. Well, that's a fruit. But
a tomato.
Tomato. Yeah. Tomato. Mm. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's like you can, if you do the carnivore right, you can get all the nutrients from there. As long as you eat some organ meats. You know, liver king.
There you go. Good well, the Liver King. Yeah, but the Liver King is a fraud.
Yeah, he's a nut
job. He's a psycho.
he's out of his mind. He's gone. Liver King 2.0 has definitely gone off the rails, I would say. The last bit I wanted to talk about, which was kind of back to Pfizer, but it was a little scary, is that guy that wants to put the chips in pills.
Oh, was that the WHO?
Yeah, I think so. It was like, I think it was the Pfizer guy, though.
Okay, I had in my notes the requiring a digital vaccine, which they didn't go into much detail, but
well, this was literally a chip in a pill to know if you've taken it and it's been properly digested.
And what's the point of having the chip in there?
Well, to make sure you took your medication.
That's fucked up, though.
And then the little sound bite that they played talked about, imagine the compliance. Now...
Oh,
I guess,
right. Imagine Nick O'Brien.
Right. Always sounds creepy when they
he's so say creepy.
Stuff like so creepy. But you know, I guess if it's like a mental institution, possibly, or a prison, yeah, where there's requirements where you have to take the pills, you yeah know, some people will go off the rails if they don't.
Yeah, Nurse Ratched will kick your ass.
Right. It's like maybe then it makes sense, but how far does that go? That's the concern. It's like when, you know, the next pandemic comes and now it's a requirement. You're like at the airport and they scan everyone's stomach to make sure that you took whatever it
yeah
is.
Yeah, and again, it comes back to this thing. It seems to me that the only reason they would want to make sure people are compliant is so that they could put rules on it later. Like if you don't take it, then what? You can't go on a plane. You can't do this. You can't do that. More
exactly
rules, 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 rules. Fuck your rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't
right
know.
Why else? Are they really concerned about our health that much that they want to make sure that we're taking our pills? No. Why would they be concerned about that? Only because they want to make sure that you keep buying them.
Correct. That's what they want.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Please buy our pills for compliance.
You did not take our pills. I fine you.
Yeah. You can't ride on this plane. Can't go on this bus.
Man.
That shit is scary. I mean, it's a possibility. Right? It's something you need to watch out for early because before you know it, you're in a world where they're doing that to you.
Or you're
it's
in a,
too late.
Or you're in a world where when pandemics happen, there's 40 new billionaires in the world.
Yeah, that one's
over
ugly
a 2-year
too
period.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 40 new billionaires. We're not talking about millionaires.
Huh. It's like one a week. Yeah.
Well, 50, what is it? 56?
52.
52? Yeah.
Weeks
almost.
Year. I mean, where'd all that money come from? Came from someone, came from somewhere, came from the middle class or poor people, all the people that lost their jobs. Or
well, and speaking of the middle class, we have all this inflation going on. And no expert here, guys, but who's feeling the brunt of this the most? Middle class.
And poor people.
Right. Middle class and poor.
Mm-hmm. Mainly middle class, I would imagine.
But we talk about inflation and we're trying to, you know, the government's trying to fix it and this and that. And we're sending all this money for war that we're eventually paying for through inflation.
Yeah, oh yeah,
we're paying for it right now.
Yeah, we are paying for that war.
Right now.
It's like sometimes I think when people say, oh yeah, we just sent $100 billion. It's like, hold on.
Yeah,
we
did.
Should break that down.
we
should break that down.
The people did.
Yeah, imagine if a bill came to your house and they were like, yeah, we need $2,700 from you for this.
Yeah.
No would you mind sending
it
that to us?
No one would pay.
We'd be like, I don't think I can. I mean, even if I wanted to support it.
Living paycheck to paycheck.
I can. But they just take it from us from the back end. It's like, why wait till we actually just pay? They're just like, well, you'll pay eventually because you have to.
Mm. And we will fine you if you don't take your medicine.
For compliance. On that note, guys, I hope this wasn't all too depressing, but stay vigilant. You know, keep asking
like
questions.
Stay vigilant.
You know, keep your eyes open, ask questions, you know, be suspicious. All of those things are good. This is what makes the Rogan universe so interesting to pay attention to.
Yeah, and just debate it out, people. Talk about it.
Love that. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Peace out.